Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Halftime, 2 hours of the show down, two more to go. As I come to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios, if you want to see your loan options, if you want to adjust payments and closing costs online in real time, Rocket can help you do that. Thank you to everybody who tuned in to the first 2 hours of the show. People tuning in on the freeradio.com app, people listening on their local affiliate. I'm glad you're here. We had callers, people calling up from Pittsburgh, people calling from Omaha, Nebraska, people tuning in from Chicago, people calling up from Tacoma, Washington, New York City. I appreciate you. This is your show. I'm glad to be hanging out here with you for another 2 hours. Okay, when does the show get started? Every single weeknight, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. You can listen to all 4 hours of the JR Sport Brief Show. Just get the radio.com app, okay? The whole show is also available via podcast when I finish. Wherever you get your podcast, wherever you listen, you can check out the JR Sport Brief Show. Thank you to super producer Stu Kovacs. We spent the first hour of the show talking about the changes in baseball and how baseball is now being micromanaged and adjusted, and every little bit everything is analyzed and every detail is scrutinized. And it's unfortunate. Baseball doesn't have the same type of soul. I compared it to a boxing match. You can be a boxer. You can have all of the strategy set up. You can go ahead and have all of the tape studied. You can be prepared. But once you start getting in the ring, you get hit. You got to adjust. It's a matter of feel. You have to rely on what you learned. You have to rely on what you prepared for. But you also have to be prepared to adjust. You have to understand what the feeling is like in the ring, what your opponent is throwing at you. In baseball, they have so much damn time on their hands. It's like, okay, let me take out the calculator and ask the guy upstairs whether or not I should take this pitcher out. And that's what we need to get away from. And regardless of the fact, the Dodgers are your World Series champions. They tag team over here with the Los Angeles Lakers, both since 88. The Dodgers last won in 88. This is the first time since 88 they both went in the same year. And I saw all of the wheelies. I saw what the hell was going on in East L.A. Shout outs to everybody in Los Angeles. East L.A. was having a time of their lives. Now, I hope they're doing it safely. I know we don't have the parades. LeBron James was, you know, looking for a parade, saying, I know we can't do it, but I wish. And eventually, Los Angeles, hopefully sooner than later, will be able to celebrate their victory. I think it's just a matter of which direction the country is going in. And we got about a week or maybe a few months to figure that out. So time will tell if Los Angeles will have an opportunity to get a parade. Maybe one, maybe two. We will see. Now, having said that, in 2020, while a lot of us are at home, a lot of us had to go through adjustments here in life, we look at Los Angeles and the Lakers, the Dodgers. They are giving the sports fans in California something to look forward to. And, you know, we can't take and we shouldn't take sports for granted. You think about a few months ago, we didn't know if we would have sports. And we have some cities here in America which treat their sports teams better than others. We have some sports teams which are actually a boon and a boost to the city. So because it's Wednesday night, it's time for another top six list. And tonight, I didn't necessarily want to talk about a team in particular. I didn't want to talk about a player. I wanted to give you the top six sports cities in America. And quite frankly, you know, which cities is it best to be not only just a fan, but also a player? Which sports cities are most passionate? Which sports cities have winners? Where are the best places to live? Where are the best places to watch? Where are the best places to play? And that's what tonight is. So it's a top six list of sports cities in America. And of course, I'm not going to waste any more time. I'm going to get started right now.
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's time to get JR's latest top six list, only on the JR Sport Brief.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio. And like I said, it's time to give you a new top six list. Top six sports cities in America. Best places to play. Best places to live. Best places to be a fan. Best places to find passion. And we're going to start off with this number right here.
Number six.
I got to go to the Steel City. I got to go to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. We can talk about the Penguins and their five titles. We can talk about Mario Lemieux going all the way to Sidney Crosby. We certainly can't talk about the Pirates. I mean, Jesus Christ, the Pirates have been just pretty damn bad for a long time now. Pirates haven't picked up a title since, what, 79, 80? It's been quite some time. Go talk to Mr. Nutting about that. But one of the main reasons why I have the Pittsburgh, the city of Pittsburgh, at number six, it has to do with the Steelers. Okay, when you want to talk about a fan base that's passionate, when you want to talk about a stable organization, when you want to talk about championships, you have to talk about the Steelers. Willie Colon is a buddy of mine, used to play for the Steelers, talks about them up and down about how classy of an organization that they are. My main man, my friend Hines Ward, there's not a minute. It doesn't matter if Hines Ward is working for the Jets. It doesn't matter if I see Hines Ward. It doesn't matter. Hines Ward is a Steeler. Franco Harris is a Steeler. Steeler fans are everywhere across the United States of America. They show up. They show out. They're representative of the city. And when I say Steel City, it's real simple. Everybody automatically thinks about the black and the yellow. In Pittsburgh, it may not be the biggest city in North America. Pittsburgh, it may not be the glitz and the glamour. Pittsburgh is blue collar. It's the Steel City. And the Steelers represent them perfectly. And the Steelers put them in at number six for the top sports cities in America.
Number five.
Pittsburgh is in the West. But if I stay in the state of Pennsylvania, if I go towards New Jersey, that means I go east. And that means at number five, I have to put the city of my birth, I have to put Philadelphia. It's real easy. This one boils down to passion. This one also boils down to Northeast and being blue collar. This also has to boil down to no nonsense. The Eagles. Okay, we can talk about Eagle fans, and I don't want to bring up Santa Claus, but I will. That's not the craziest thing that's happened in Philly. But we can talk about the Eagles, and I got to put this photo up. I got to put my my old Ricky Waters throwback. I'm going to tweet that in a little bit. Thank you to the Eagles. Thank you to Nick Foles for doing something right at least one time and knocking off the New England Patriots. Thank you for that. The Phillies winning their title in 2008. Moses Malone in 83. The Flyers are due. But I'll tell you, you will not find really too many sports cities which are more passionate than Philadelphia. Philadelphia is as hardworking as it gets. In the city, the team, it demands it from its players. It demands it from its organizations. Not everybody can cut it in Philly. Ask Carson Wentz. Let's keep the show rolling.
Number four.
If you can make it there, you can make it anywhere. New York City. The New York Yankees right now are the saving grace for New York City. 27 world championships. Jets stink. Giants stink. Islanders almost won. And Brooklyn Nets, okay, let's see if they actually win something. Not expected to. The Mets, be happy you have a new ownership group. But New York City is a sports fan through and through. You can't walk through the city and not find a basketball court. You can't find someone not passionate about the Yankees, someone not passionate about the Mets. You won't find too many cities that have two sports teams that allows you to root for them. Are you corporate and buttoned up? Or are you blue collar and hardworking? New York City is representative. New York City is represented by its teams. Unfortunately, they stink right now. And maybe one day, like it was planned a few years ago, maybe folks will actually be outside Madison Square Garden picketing for the owner to leave. There aren't too many places where booing is a first language. And in New York City, if you don't perform, you'll hear about it. There's some other cities that don't even care. That's not nice. Don't boo. In New York City, if you don't show up, if you don't put forth the effort, you're going to get booed. And unfortunately, New Yorkers, they're exercising their lungs a whole lot right now. At least from their couches. Let's keep things rolling.
Number three.
Oh, man, I love this city. Food is good. Beautiful. The Magnificent Mile. I'm talking about Chicago, the South Side. Chicago, man. Just over the past, let's say 15 or 20 years, the Cubs, they won a World Series. They broke a drought that took 108 years in 2016. The White Sox, they won a World Series in 2005. And shout outs to all my friends on the South Side. I used to do an event for the Sox a couple of years ago. Had the time of my life. Their World Series drought was 90 years. You can't forget about the Chicago Bulls dynasty in the 90s, setting up one of the most storied franchises and runs in sports history. The Blackhawks have their three titles. Chicago is a beautiful city. Chicago has winners. And Chicago is no longer in the space of just being, you know, lovable losers. And maybe the Bears, maybe they can find a quarterback somewhere that can help them. because Nick Foles, his best days were in Philadelphia. Let's keep this rolling.
Number two,
top six sports cities in America. Best places to play, to live, to find and have passion. I got to go to the West Coast. I got to talk to you about Los Angeles. I got to talk to you about the team, the city that hosts not only the World Series champions, but the reigning NBA champions. This is a beautiful city, a sprawling city. You can literally go from the beach to the mountains to the desert. One of my favorite things to do is drive from the desert to the beach. But I'll tell you this much, with the location of Los Angeles, the history of Los Angeles, its role in entertainment, it will always be a destination for athletes who want to be seen and who want to show up. It doesn't matter if you're LeBron James. It doesn't matter if you're Kobe Bryant. It doesn't matter if you're Showtime. It doesn't matter if you're Magic Johnson coming out the Midwest, making your name in LA. Los Angeles will always be a destination. Let's see if the Rams, let's see if they can show up. Let's see if the Rams can get involved in the party. The defense will probably have to carry them there. We're going to take a break, folks. And when we come back, I'm going to give you number one. Okay? This is my top six list of sports cities in America. Yeah, there are going to be some people that are mad at me. I'm going to tell you who number one is on my list when we come back. Don't you move. It's the JR Sport Brief Show right here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're moving from Wednesday night into Thursday. So it's time for another top six list. And tonight, I wanted to give you a top six list of sports cities in America. Where's the best place to play? Where's the best place to live? Where's the best place to win? What city has the most passion? Where do you get the most attention? These are all factors. And yeah, there are tons of cities, major cities here in America, tons. And I had to say, okay, well, I only got six, okay. And so I started off, as I get ready to tell you number one, just to give you a quick recap, at number six, I had Pittsburgh. Not on the same size and scale as some of the other cities on the list. But if you want to talk about passion, if you want to talk about history, you know, the Steelers really helped carry the flag for that entire city, for that entire fan base. You see that passion in every single stadium where the Steelers go. It doesn't matter. The Steel City shows up and they support. So at number six, I had Pittsburgh. At number five, I stayed in Pennsylvania and I gave you Philadelphia. You want to talk about passion. You want to talk about wearing your emotions on your sleeve. Nowhere to run, nowhere to hide. We will tell you exactly how we feel in Philadelphia. Some recent successes with the Eagles, with the Phillies. You see the embodiment of Philadelphia in someone like Allen Iverson. Philadelphia, I had at number five. At number four, you want to talk about passion? You want to talk about telling folks exactly how you feel? At number four, top six sports cities in America, I had New York City. Amongst all of the teams, yeah, the Yankees are our most successful. The Giants are a legacy franchise that has hit a rough patch. The Jets provide you comedy along with the Knicks. The Mets might be moving out of the bargain basement. And the hockey teams here and there over the past 20, 30 years, they've picked their spots. The Rangers, the Devils, the Islanders are trying to get back into the mix. But New York, there aren't too many other places where you win and you're immortalized throughout the entire city. You want to talk about population density. You win in New York. You can live in New York the rest of your life and never have to pay for anything. Just walking down the block, you're treated like a king, a queen. At number three, top six sports cities in America, I went with Chicago. All the droughts that have been broken between the Cubs and the Sox, the Bulls, their dynasty, the Blackhawks chipping in as well. And at number two, I had to give you the city that hosts the 2020 champs, the Dodgers, the Lakers, the city of Los Angeles, the city of angels will always host champions because of its location, because of its temperature, because of its activities, because of the businesses that are based there. Los Angeles will always be a destination for athletes to live, to work, and make that money. They'll always be in competition, even if it has to come every few years. And so without further ado, my top six sports city here in America. Let's go.
Number one.
I got to go to Beantown. The number one sports city in America is Boston. There is no lie. If you think about recent history, if you think about the success that Boston has had, if you think about the historical success, we can start off with the Celtics. We can go from a Bill Russell. We can go from an Auerbach. We can go up to Paul Pierce. The Celtics have 17 titles. The Celtics are our flag bearer. The Celtics are a legacy team. They're a legacy organization, not just in basketball, but in all of sports. And right now, with an emerging Jason Tatum, it wouldn't surprise me if at some point, you know, before the next 10 years are up, that the Celtics win another NBA title, and it'll probably come sooner than that. Danny Ainge has been at the helm for a long time, and even through ups and downs, the team has gotten back into competition. We cannot forget the New England Patriots. You want to talk about a team that has dominated for the past 20 years. Six Super Bowls, nine appearances, multiple AFC East titles. The New England Patriots make football, or have made football, look too damn easy. I don't know if that'll be the case here in the future, but with Bill Belichick at the helm, for as long as he's there, they might be in a process of rebuilding right now, but I like their odds of coming out of it, depending on how much longer he wants to stick around. The Boston Red Sox, you want to talk about a drought, the curse of the Bambino. For a team that didn't win and it felt like a million years, forget 100. All of a sudden, they're winning World Series titles in 04, 07, 13, 18. Yeah, they've done better in that regard than that other team in the American League East, the New York Yankees. And in the Bruins, in their own history, have won six cups. But there's no doubt, Boston, you can ask Big Poppy, you can ask Tom Brady, you can ask Bill Russell, we can go down the list. Boston, I would say right now, and for what they've done, playing, living, history, passion, Boston is number one on my list of top six sports cities in America. There are a lot of cities that I considered here. A lot of cities I had to think about. I had to think about our Bay Area. You know, I know they're snatching all the teams out from Oakland. Did I want to go San Francisco? Did I want to include Dallas? The passion of the Cowboy fans. So you won't find a more optimistic group of fans in any sport than the Cowboys. I thought about Miami quickly, and then I said, I don't know if the Marlins are helping. I don't know about them Dolphins. I know about the Heat, but I can't just say it's all Pat Riley. So we have plenty of cities here that I could have put on the list. I want to open up the phone lines to you right now. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. What's the top sports city in America? I didn't necessarily forget a city. These are the six that I decided to put on my list. Pittsburgh, Philly, New York, Chicago, Los Angeles, and Boston. What is your top sports city? Who would you say is number one? I had to think about Los Angeles, putting them at number one, but ultimately Boston, they won out. I want to take your phone calls when we come back. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Somebody's going to call and tell me Detroit. I know it. Somebody's going to be nuts, and somebody's going to tell me Cleveland. Somebody, I wanted to stay in the United States of America. Someone could have easily told me Toronto. Your phone calls when we come back, 855-212-4CBS. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Before we went to the break, I gave you my top six list of sports cities in America. Who was number one? Boston. And number six, Pittsburgh. Five, Philadelphia. Four, New York. Three, Chicago. Two, L.A. And number one, Boston. A lot of cities I could have put on the list. A lot of cities that I considered. No, I didn't forget a city. I just didn't put you on the list. There is a difference. It's time to hit these phone lines up right now. 855-212-4CBS. The line is sponsored by Geico. And if you want to know what's really scary, seeing just how much you could have been saving on car insurance by switching to Geico. It will keep you up at night. So switch to Geico and save. Let's go ahead and start on these phone lines. You can also tweet me at JR Sport Brief. Let's talk to CJ calling up from Houston. CJ, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
How you doing?
I'm great, CJ. Go on ahead.
Now, I don't want to sound too much of a Houstonian when I go here, but let me just break down some of the things that Houston has had to deal with. I think our fans are one of the best in the world because literally we have dealt with some of the worst in the past, what I can say, 3-4 years, and yet our fan bases are still strong. This year alone, our football team, basketball team, and baseball team are all being remanaged and redone right now. And we've had more success than New York and Chicago in the past 10 years, I can say for sure, in any one of those categories.
CJ, you're taking quite a bit of time here. Are you laying out a pity party, or are we talking about a city with great fans? Are we talking about teams with great history? Are we talking about great results? Are we throwing a funeral here? Because listening to you has put me to sleep, CJ.
Whoa, wait. No, I'm talking about our fans. Houston literally has the best fans ever, just because the simple fact is we have been through so much and we still come out and support our teams. We love our teams, and we support our teams better than anybody else, I feel, because especially with the way that the Astros have been treated this past year, knowing that the Yankees and Boston has done the same thing, and they haven't been talked about anywhere near as much as Houston has, and the Astros have been destroyed, and we still came out and produced one of the best seasons that we could have, regardless of how the regular season went. We were a game away from the World Series. The Yankees, nothing. Chicago Cubs, nothing. Okay. Like, look at it. All around, you can look at us and see that Houston stands up for their teams regardless of what happens, regardless of what anybody else says, whether you're in New York, L.A., whatever. When you come to Houston, you know that our fans are going to come out, we're going to fight hard, and we're going to go for our team.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, CJ, for throwing a pity party. I appreciate you for calling up from Houston, Texas. I mean, we were talking about best sports cities. Where do you want to live? Where do you want to play? Who's had the most success? Who has the biggest history? Not who we feel sorry for. Not whose fans have had to, quote unquote, deal with the worst. I mean, shoot, what do I need to do? I love Houston, Texas. I do. I sure as hell do. I've had a lot of fun out there. What do I need to do? I need to send a cake? Let's talk to Jim. Jim is calling up from Hawaii. Jim, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Go on ahead.
Aloha, JR.
Aloha.
I can cheer you up a little bit from CJ there.
Please.
I mean, there's a lot of good cities. I've been a Cowboys fan for over 50 years, but this ain't a pity thing. You know, I've been to the old Cotton Bowl and stuff like that, seen some history. Now, you mentioned West Coast, L.A., and everything like that. That's great. But in our family, we also have a history of fan base, goes back many years for the 49ers and the Raiders. And then again, me being a Cowboys fan, so, you know, we always have some conflicting things there. But, you know, anyway, Bay Area, I think, is also one. I'm sure that's one you thought of.
Very much so.
Mentioned.
Well, Jim, that was – I really had to decide between the Bay Area, and I thought about the entire area. I didn't want to separate, you know, Oakland from San Francisco. And I really took a look between the Bay Area and Pittsburgh, and I just thought that Pittsburgh, just for what it represents, I thought that was a better option. And obviously, I looked at Oakland. Oakland was a detractor. You know, I understand the history of the Raiders, but unfortunately, the moving back and forth and the relocation to Las Vegas, I ultimately said, you know what, I got to show love to Pittsburgh. I got to show love to a city that the Steelers really are representative of the city, just flat period. But the Bay Area and San Fran and Oakland, it was right there, Jim. I appreciate you for calling up from Hawaii. What do I say when I let you go? Is it still aloha?
Okay, aloha. But my ex-wife's also a Steeler fan, so Pittsburgh's right up there on my list, too. Always appreciate a good game.
Thank you, Jim. Appreciate you for calling up from Hawaii. Let's go from Hawaii. Let's go to Phoenix, Arizona. Let's go to the desert and talk to Patrick. Patrick, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Go on ahead.
Hey, JR. So I'm in Phoenix, Arizona, and I'm going to pick Phoenix, Arizona just because if you're a fan, this is a great place to be, man. I've been to ASU basketball games, Sun Devil football games, Suns games. You can go see a Diamondback game.
Whoa. The Sun? the Suns?
I'm a big Suns fan. Yes, it's so much fun, man.
What's so fun about going to a Suns game? I mean, do you hang Robert Sarver from the ceiling? Do you beat him like a piñata? What makes the Suns fun?
If we could, we would. But it's just fun, man. It doesn't cost a whole lot of money to get in a Suns game. I take my 14-year-old son. He loves it. We eat food. You know, obviously we've been missing it, but I can't wait to get back to the Suns game. Honestly.
Is Dan Marley's restaurant still across the street?
I know the one in Scottsdale is still here. I don't believe the one downtown by the arena is still there.
Oh, everything is. Well, I think in downtowns all across America, there's a whole lot of nothing. I used to. I used to go to Dan Marley's in downtown, Patrick. I understand what you're saying. Phoenix is an amazing city. On the sports side, I'm not too sure, but I appreciate you representing.
You got it, Dale. I'm just saying, if you're a fan of any sport here, especially like me, I'm a fan of all sports. You can go to a Coyotes game. We got a dope soccer team, the Phoenix Rising. That's fun.
Okay. You're digging into the woodwork now, Pat. I appreciate you for calling up from Phoenix. No doubt about
it. Have a good night.
You as well. Let's go to Cleveland, Ohio. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Top sports cities in America. I gave you my six. Steelers. Not the Steelers. Pittsburgh, Philadelphia, New York, Chicago, Los Angeles, Boston. Plenty that I considered. Plenty I could have added. That is my top six. I had Boston at number one. Let's go to Cleveland, Ohio. Talk to another JR. JR, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Come on, give me a city.
What's going on, other JR?
I'm terrific. Go ahead, JR.
Hey, man. I mean, Cleveland, the Cleveland lives and dies by the Browns. I know it's been a rough go.
The key word, key word, dies. Yes.
Dies by the Browns. But, man, have you ever seen a more passionate city about their sports teams? I mean, as far as passion goes, there is no doubt this city cares. Because what else is there to do here, man? We got sports, and then what?
Well, listen, I thought CJ from Houston was giving us the pity party. I mean, if you're in Cleveland, be happy that you just won an NBA title about 4 years ago.
5-2 right now, right? So,
what do you expect from the Browns this year, JR?
I expect they'll probably make the playoffs and lose in the first round. That's my.
Are you gonna replace Odell in wide receiver, or are you gonna leave that to Peoples, Jones, and Higgins?
I think I'll leave it to them, but I don't know. I guess let's see. Is Baker better without OBJ? We'll see, right?
I don't think so. I mean, you lose somebody like Odell Beckham Jr. I'd venture to say you don't get better.
No, I mean, you wouldn't think so, but like his first year, he was better without OBJ. And then last week he was the AFC player of the week. So
Excuse me, they beat the other team in Ohio. What's the name of that team?
I mean, he threw five touchdowns though in the second.
Yeah,
half.
Well, what team did they beat?
let's not worry about it.
Okay, let's leave the Bengals alone. Thank you, JR, for calling up from Cleveland.
Lose to all our other teams, yeah.
Yeah, the other team in Ohio. Thank you, JR, for calling up from Cleveland. Yeah, listen, I love you guys throwing support for your teams. I mean, we're ignoring some of the things I said. You know, which cities have teams with winning history? Which teams and cities have passionate fan bases? What are desirable cities to play for, to win? Cleveland, okay. I can dig it. Let's go to San Diego, California. Let's talk to Joe. Joe, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, man, you got a great show. I listen to it all the time. You know, I'm a racetrack trainer, so if you've never been to opening day at Del Mar, I mean, talk about a sports event. More plastic surgery and wax legs than you can ever imagine.
I've seen my share out west.
You got to go to opening day. It's amazing. But, you know, the Padres gave us hope this year that we're actually going to be have something to I don't know. I miss baseball when with this whole COVID thing, and then when we finally got baseball back, I was so enamored with getting the sport back going, and then the Padres just really, you know, they really surprised us and gave us something to cheer about. So I'm hopeful that next year San Diego's going to be something. You know, the San Diego Sockers, I play soccer
I gotta get to the point here, Joe. You ready?
Well, okay, go ahead.
You know where I'm going, right?
We don't have much, but we got a great town, man. It's beautiful.
Where the hell? I mean, it's a damn shame. I love San Diego. And I think it is a damn shame that the football team went north to Los Angeles. I think it's a damn shame. And that is,
it is
unfortunate. Totally. I saw that and I was upset about it.
I totally agree with you, man. We, you know, and, you know, they turned Hollywood Park, which was a paradise for racing, into this, you know, stadium that's, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
But it's kind of like sacred ground getting ruined, you know.
That's what happens when you got money. You try to ruin things for other people. But, Joe, we're up against a break. I appreciate you for calling from San Diego.
JR, just one more thing, you know, horse
quickly.
Racing, we got 9-foot problems and 5-inch solutions, man. It's a sad state, man.
Okay.
But
thank you,
Joe, man.
Appreciate you, Joe. I mean, goodness gracious. Joe doesn't understand that when a commercial comes on, that I got two options. I can sound like a whole ass clown, or I can continue on with the show sounding smooth. I appreciate you, Joe, from San Diego, former home of the Chargers, which will always be the San Diego Chargers to me. Listen, folks, as I just said, I'm up against the break. We got a lot of callers on who want to tell me how great this city is. Okay, we're going to take a break. I'm going to come back. I'm going to continue with your calls. I gave you my top 6 sports cities. I said Boston, in my opinion, is number 1. Who do you have on your list? I obviously couldn't sit here all night and give you every single city in North America. You told me Cleveland. You told me Phoenix. You told me Houston. You've humored me. Call me up. What's the best sports city in America? 855-212-4CBS. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.